We are checking in with Quincy Mayer, Thomas Koch, at about noontime on Tuesday, February 24th, to get the very latest on the city's response to this pretty major nor'easter. Mayor, how are you?
We're doing all right, Joe. Hanging in. It's been a
Hopefully.
crazy couple of days, as you know.
Indeed, it has. It's reminiscent of the Blizzard of 78 in many ways, for sure.
Certainly in the whiteout conditions part of the storm, that's exactly what it reminded me of. Obviously, we're blessed we didn't get any of the coastal issues. That was a croaker for Blizzard 78. But so the coastal flooding was not an issue. Obviously, the power outages was an issue. They're down to a, I don't know the number right now, but I know I just heard Post Island just went on. There's still a handful of areas that are out, but they've chipped away pretty well on that.
In terms of the snow piling slash removal operation, how's that going?
Yeah, I mean, it's going well. All the mains are in good shape. I was touring the city. I was out last night, yesterday, this morning. It gets difficult because you don't want to start pushing back at this point because of you filling people's driveways in. But all the mains are in good shape. A lot of the side streets are decent. In fact, most of them are decent. But you always have problem areas. We're chipping away at those today. We also, as you know, there's nowhere to put the snow, so that's a challenge. Certainly, we'll be banging away today and tonight at all our schools and around T stations and those busy pedestrian areas. We'll be chipping away at those. We do, as you know, we do a lot of sidewalks in the commerce areas in leading to schools. We do about 90 miles of sidewalks that I handle as part of the DPW operation. So it's we are working hard to prepare for school tomorrow. That'll be a decision the superintendent will make when he checks things out and makes his assessment. I mean, in reality, people can't expect perfection after a blizzard like that. I mean, today, the expectations are much higher than when we were kids. It's a little different, but I always say if a parent doesn't feel it's safe for their child, then they should hold the child back themselves or take the child to school. But whether we have a day or 3 days, conditions aren't going to be perfect. I mean, we're going to make drop-off areas clear, crosswalk areas clear, around the schools clear. But those streets leading up to the schools, we can't get to every sidewalk. That's just impossible. We'll just keep working at it, and the superintendent will make a call based on his discussion with Public Works and where we're at. So we're working it.
Okay. In terms of removal operations, I know that Snow Farm down at the shipyard was already pretty full. Can that handle more?
I think that that's handled more, and I believe the DPW has another location that we're keeping undisclosed because we don't want pirates using it. But we believe there's some room at the shipyard in another spot that Mr. Quirk, he's been so helpful, Quirk Automotive. They've really been terrific. Most companies would charge us for this, and he doesn't charge. I mean, it's remarkable. So yeah, between the two places, and if we have to use some city land here, they will do that in certain areas. We will not dump directly into the ocean, even if we got a permit for that. I don't believe in that. So do the best we can with what we have.
And how is the I know the trash collection was delayed one day. Is that functioning?
That's functioning. So yesterday's pickup is today. Today's pickup will be tomorrow, and so on. But yes, the trucks are getting around. They planned on a later start. They waited till 8 o'clock this morning, and about an hour and a half later than what they usually do. But as far as I know, I haven't heard any issues, so that will continue.
Okay, and in terms of city offices, Mayor, or is everything back open?
Everything is back open this morning. Yes. Part of that was that the just keeping, at the governor's request, keeping people off the roads. As you know, that makes all the difference in the world, Joe, with the snow operations out there. The less cars, the easier it is to get things done. I mean, I was out and about checking out neighborhoods, and you see some of the fools driving, passing a plow, or I said, what are they thinking? I don't know. Stupidity, if it was a crime, the jails would be, we wouldn't have enough jail cells. But at any rate, most people were good. I appreciate the patience of people getting through this. I've got people that work for the city that came up from the South Shore, and they said you could see the difference when you get into Quincy. Much better conditions than many other communities. So that makes me feel good. But I don't compare to other communities. We compare to our own standards. And Al Grazioso, Larry Prendeville, Eddie Leary, that whole team, they worked very hard. The TPL, Eddie Grennan and Allie Rule and the TPL group were hand in hand with them. We have parks, forestry cemeteries, all doing their thing. In the middle of it, forestry was picking up tree limbs and a couple of trees were down. I mean, it's constant. And it's, police, fire, Brewster, everybody came together really yesterday, an incredible way. I had city employees volunteering, coming in, doing phones. They didn't have to do that, but they did. So I'm so proud of the people I work with every day. Pretty dedicated employees for the city, and I would just want to thank them publicly for all the good work they do.
Yeah, I know this was the first test of the new Emergency Operations Center at the new Public Safety Complex. How did it work?
It worked very well. Not everything is quite finished, but it was more than adequate for our needs yesterday. Dave McCarthy, he's the interim director. He hasn't had a break since he started with the two storms. And of course, he, as you know, he handles the shelter and the operations center, and he's doing a great job. It's like he's been there for 10 years. He fit right in. So everything went pretty well at the station yesterday. Obviously, police, fire, Brewster, and National Grid. Everybody contributes. Everybody's in the room along with all our other departments. I should say the downtown district. The custodians at the schools, public buildings, all these departments work the storms. They all have different responsibilities, but they all do their part. And at the end of the day, that's what makes the job go well. So again, I'm grateful to all the employees. And yeah, the operations center went very well.
I know there was a warming center opened at the high school. Can you talk just a little bit about how that worked, Mayor?
Yeah, once we started to see some of the neighborhoods go down, I know there was a pole that snapped on East Howard Street that caused quite a few outages in Quincy Point. We had outages in Marymount, Germantown, Post Island. We had outages, individual, maybe a wire snapped. So at one point, we're up around 5,000 without power last night. So we made the decision to open a warming center to give people the option, which was Quincy High School. And we put a phone number out there if people need assistance. And we had police personnel and others picking people up, bringing them to the warming center. I think we only had about 8 to 10 in total. As the power went back on, those people went back home. So I think it was empty as of this morning.
Okay. And how did it work? Were there cots and was there meals for folks? How did that actually work?
Yeah, so we don't start with the cots because it might be an hour or two,
Sure.
but we have the cots there available if people want to use them, and we bring in food. For example, I know early last night they brought in pizzas and drinks, and we kind of operate as we see fit. Every storm is different. We didn't have the flooding issues, so we didn't have to open up centers for that. It was purely a warming center. Some people just came to charge their phone for a little while, warm up a little bit, and then left, So it worked out fine. It's good to have that option,
Sure. I mean, I can't remember the last time that happened in the city, so that was a new test for sure.
Yep, we passed the test.
Were they in the auditorium, the gym, cafeteria? How did that
They
work?
were in the gym. They were in the gym area. Yep.
Okay. So going forward, Mayor, what are the priorities now going forward?
Well, today and more so tonight, we'll be doing the snow removal all around the school areas as I described. Take it from there. The following night, we'll chip away at where we miss or some of the business districts around the T area. We have heavy pedestrian traffic. We'll focus on those areas over the next couple of nights. So it's going to be an expensive week, Joe.
Yeah, I know the budget was already busted from the last storm, is that right?
Big time, big time. I mean, it is funny to me how quickly people forget when the spring hits and everything melts. I remember going to the city council after the year of February of 2015, which was insane, as you remember. And the council's question is, it's the money we spent. I just it I guess it's just human nature, but how quickly people forget when everything starts to melt away. You know, our goal in every storm is to make every road passable for public safety purposes, and then from there, you know, making things better for around the schools and those areas where people are trying to get to the T or in the business district. So, you know, we spend a lot of effort. We help in some cases. Sometimes there'll be a big funeral. We'll go and help around a funeral home or a church. You know, it's what we do, and I think we do it better than most, if not all. But it costs money to do that.
How's the city's salt pile holding up?
Well, it took a beating over the last 2 days. I don't know there's much left, so I think the shipyard is due for another shipment very soon, so I'm sure we'll be restocking. The beauty of that is you restock, you know, if you don't use it, we'll use it next year. You know, it doesn't go bad.
Okay. I know that the fire chiefs asked folks if they could clear hydrants around their property. That'd be helpful. Storm drains as well would be helpful when this does melt.
That's exactly right. Most people are good on the fire hydrants, and I do know that you know, some of the engines in the various companies, they go around and dig them out as well. But that is a big help. Storm drains, you know, I traditionally do the corner of my street. I get out and dig those out, particularly when you get some melting coming and potential rain coming. So it has the water has somewhere to go. But yeah, if everyone chips in, it does help. We don't have the amount of crews to. I mean, there's probably 3,000 hydrants. I'm not sure how many storm drains, but they're in the thousands. So the city can't get to all of those things. I know that, generally speaking, our drain crew from the DPW will go out and hit some of those areas that we know are problematic if we're going to get an unusual high tide. You know, that's the other thing that people don't probably comprehend, Joe, is the amount of effort goes in before the storm. And closing tide gates and making adjustments and you know the guys work hard. And we had a water main break just before the storm. It just it doesn't stop for a lot of those guys. They work hard.
Absolutely. Anything else we should let folks know about right now, Mayor?
Now, obviously, if they have any questions, to call the on the snow to call the snow line. If there's other questions, you know any needs they have, you certainly can call our office at 617-376-1990. Working hard, doing the best we can. Appreciate everyone's patience. You know, everyone, be extra careful out there. You know, whether it's cars looking for pedestrians or pedestrians walking, you know, they're out into the street in some cases. Don't assume the car sees you. Please be careful when you're out and about.
Yeah, visibility is a major factor for sure.
Big
And
time.
look out for your neighbors.
Amen. Absolutely.
Appreciate your time, Mayor. I know you're busy. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you, Joe. Take care.
Bye-bye.